Thank you, Sally. And I'm delighted to be here, and I have no disclosures to report. And my objective is to highlight for you some complementary research targeting nutrition education delivered via digital media and technology. And these projects, the first is a systematic review that looked at education delivered via media and digital media and technology targeting change in behaviors, nutrition, food-related behaviors, diet-related behaviors. And the second project is a qualitative research project that encompasses social science and marketing research to look at the types and extent of use of technology in education, and in particular in nutrition education, and then environmental scans looking at what are the types of approaches that are currently being used in the field right now, and then just to give you an overview of some ethnographic research that is currently occurring. I'd like to first acknowledge the work of the Technical Expert Collaborative that assisted the USDA Nutrition Evidence Library systematic review management team, and also any of the abstractors that helped to abstract papers for that project. And then for the qualitative research, I'd like to thank the individuals from the USDA Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services area, and also IMPAC International and their subcontractor, Samuels Associates. So first, let me give you a little overview of the systematic review project. This was conducted by the USDA Nutrition Evidence Library that was created to conduct systematic reviews to support the development of federal nutrition policy and programs. And the Air Force, I'm sorry, the USDA developed this library because it provides a rigorous and transparent systematic review methodology that's designed to minimize bias. And for those of you that are not you know, very familiar with systematic reviews, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality defines a systematic review as a critical assessment and evaluation of all the research studies that address a particular issue, and it uses an organized method of locating, assembling, and evaluating a body of literature on the topic to reach conclusions. And this is just an overview of the Nutrition Evidence Library methodology. A question is developed with the help of our technical expert collaborative team. We develop the literature search and sort plan, which consists of criteria for selecting the studies that will be included. We create these lists of included studies and excluded studies and the rationale for exclusion. We develop evidence portfolios with the help of our National Service volunteers that help to pull the key information from the articles that is used to answer the question, and they evaluate the methodological rigor of each of those included studies. And then there's a synthesis of the body of evidence. The conclusions are reached, and then the level of evidence that's available to support that conclusion is graded. And finally, they describe the research recommendations. And this process is described in more detail in the April 2011 Journal of the American Dietetic Association. First, I'd like to acknowledge our technical expert collaboratives. These individuals were very we were very pleased to have them share their knowledge with us and help guide the project. They reviewed the systematic review materials and gave us real support as we synthesized the findings and graded the conclusions. And Sue is actually one of our tech members. So let's start with the systematic review question. What is the effect of nutrition education delivered via digital media or technology on children's and adolescents' dietary intake-related behavior? So we didn't really look at intention, we didn't look at knowledge, we looked at changes in behavior. So we found 24 studies, 19 were randomized control trials and 5 were non-randomized control trials. 12 were identified as positive quality by our abstractors, and 12 were neutral quality. The studies occurred in the U.S., Belgium, UK, the Netherlands, and France, and the sample sizes varied from 30 to 2,840. In terms of gender, 19 included both boys and girls, 4 only girls, and 1 was only boys. 11 studies looked at children from kindergarten to grade 5, and 13 studies included children older than grade 5. And the types of digital media and technology that we used were computer games, primarily 14 studies, interactive websites, 8 studies, and educational videos with 3 studies. So what did we find? 21 of the 24 studies reviewed found that nutrition education delivered via digital media and technology improved dietary intake. And in terms of what were the characteristics of those programs that were effective, there was some evidence that those that were based on a theoretical framework were more effective, and also the larger dose of education were more effective. So increased length of time over a longer period of time seemed to improve the effect. And the technical expert collaborative recognized the importance of keeping children engaged, and perhaps that is an issue that's more of an issue at home than at the school setting. So based on those findings, the conclusions that were reached was that moderate evidence shows that nutrition education delivered via digital media and technology, mainly computer and internet-based programs, may be effective for improving dietary intake among children and adolescents, and the strength of the evidence was moderate. So there were quite a number of research recommendations, because this is really a new area, particularly for systematic reviews. So many research recommendations. The need to assess if digital media and technology is more effective for certain types of individuals. We really just looked at age. There was not a very good description of the populations that were studied. And so we'd really recommend that if you are doing research in this area, that if possible, that you provide a really good description of the context of the population. Identify best practices for enhancing children's engagement in digital media and technology, since this seems to be a really important characteristic. Examine more current modes of digital media and technology, cell phone, all kinds of new technologies that are available in schools. Investigate the use of digital media and technology over longer periods of time at greater frequency or with greater intensity, and specifically to design studies really to evaluate dose specifically. And I think there's a real desire from the schools for that type of information. And then study digital media in different settings. Is it different at home versus in school? Now, in new areas, you have a lot of research recommendations, and sometimes your practitioner takeaways are a little bit less. In this situation, though, the digital media and technology did show to be an effective and efficient tool for delivering high-quality nutrition education, and it's a very good tool for maintaining the fidelity of the instruction. The characteristics, again, of the successful programs were theory-based programs targeting specific behavior changes, and of course the studies that we looked at were only those that were really targeting behavior change, and each of them was designed to address a specific target, and I'd say fruit and vegetable intake was the one that was addressed most frequently, and then deliver frequent doses of education over longer periods of time. And finally, keeping students engaged is a challenge, but it impacts the results. This systematic review will be posted on the Nutrition Evidence Library website at the end of the year, and you can access that at nel.gov. Right now, we do not have any of our nutrition education systematic reviews posted, but we're quickly modifying our website to accommodate those reviews. So now let's look at the qualitative research, and we'll start with the social science and market research. And the focus of this was to describe the types of digital media and technology that are used for education and the proportion of children and parents that are using these for educational purposes, and then specifically the types of educational websites and games used by children and what are their appealing features. The method was using a literature search different than our systematic review. In the systematic review, we really focused on peer-reviewed journals. Here we looked at the gray literature, dissertations, market research information, and then some academic journals. And so what we found was that technology has been creatively integrated in some school curriculums, but it's not yet in widespread use in the education field. And we've listed on the slide the various types of technologies that were found. But the unfortunate message is that it's very limited in use in terms of nutrition education. So there's a lot of opportunity, though, to develop educational programs using these types of media, and it has been shown to be effective. Educational websites and games, we found no research addressing the features of the website, looking specifically at what components or what features of the website had an impact on the education process. There was a fair amount of research that described the features of web games that children really enjoyed. So they really liked that interactive component where they got to design their avatar and they are living in another world. And these programs then can present children with increasingly difficult problems and point at ways of solving them. And even if they get they run into a brick wall, it just doesn't seem to matter. They are very competitive, and it's a natural way to learn. And children aren't turned off in this environment from getting a wrong answer. They just have increased persistence at getting to the next level. So immediate feedback is provided, and they move forward. And then in some of these web environments, there's an opportunity for social engagement and support. So those are some of the appealing characteristics. It's a natural vehicle for teaching, and it could be adapted to nutrition education. The second type of qualitative research is environmental scans. And here we looked at selection of criteria for certain nutrition education programs. We looked at about 100 nutrition education programs that included those that represented a diversity in nutrition education characteristics and focus. It was an exhaustive list of programs, but in the final report, which should be out in 2012, there'll be a list of about 100 programs. They'll have detailed descriptions of the content of those programs, the target of the programs, whether or not they use digital media and technology, how do they incorporate MyPyramid and the dietary guideline messages. The results are that many programs integrate the curriculum with the core education standards or health standards. There's somewhat limited use of technology. There's somewhat limited data available on the effectiveness of these particular programs in use, and limited engagement with parents, the food service community, the food service within the school and the community. Many programs were designed to communicate principles that are outlined in the dietary guidelines. Common technologies that were used were integrative websites and games, music, videos, recipes, online lessons for students. So quite a variation. And then nutrition examples, the online analysis of food choices was fairly common. Child-focused nutrition blogs, smartphone applications, and nutrition education were also seen. In the future now, we're engaging in ethnographic research, which will involve phone interviews and then on-site interviews to really assess what the opportunities are and the barriers for using some of these high technology programs, and also to really look at the types of programs that are effective in various types of schools. So the research is looking at existing and new approaches to nutrition education and how the dietary guideline principles are being communicated and what types of approaches are effective and what types of approaches have been found to be less effective. And in particular, related to technology, what are some of the the barriers that are present in some of the school districts, and how have those districts been able to overcome those? And then more information about the use of hands-on, like gardening and school meal-related activities. And so we expect that final report to be, again, posted on the NEL website and probably on a broader USDA website in the spring of 2012. So in conclusion, the systematic review has told us that nutrition education delivered via digital media and technology may be effective for improving dietary intake among children and adolescents, which is a really important outcome. And the qualitative research is telling us more about the current state of nutrition education right now, and the use of innovative technologies has yet to be fully achieved and deserves more exploration as tools to improve nutrition and food behaviors. So in summary, the Nutrition Education Systematic Review, it provides an evidence-based foundation from which to build. Research gaps are identified, so if you're doing research in this area, I would encourage you to take a look at NEL.gov. And as the evidence base grows, we'll have stronger evidence-based practice implications. And again, the final report in January 2012. And the qualitative research can inform practitioners. There's plenty of opportunities for practice-based research to really help clue us in on what types of hypotheses to really test with more formal research. And then the final report should be due out in spring 2012. So thank you very much.